Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You know, I feel like, you know, we're a big family here, right? And you're part of the family.
And you're a single guy.
I am a single guy.
You're a single guy.
Single, ready to mingle? Or are you mingling currently?
Not mingling, but very single.
You're too busy to mingle with the NHS.
Yeah, juggling everything's difficult, but
juggling,
I need to find
patience.
Time, don't I? I need to find time.
Yeah, as you saw in your little clip.
Any nurses taking your fancy?
I haven't seen a nurse for a long time, though. I've been out of the hospital for a while. So.
Have you ever kissed one of your colleagues?
I have maybe like
your baby.
I was going out with another doctor for like 4 years.
So like, well, really? Cool, so, kinky. Yeah. Did you?
Why is that?
It's just
up. In his head, it's like blonde girl with a stethoscope and a long.
And you're literally
like,
what have you got today? Let me have a quick little inspection. I don't think that's sexy at all. That's really unsexy.
So does that make it difficult? Having work relationships as a doctor,
I think it is difficult. I think even just working at A&E doing like nights, weekends, like it's quite difficult. Like, oh yeah, let's go for a drink Friday. Can't work in because it's Saturday.
You're in the surgery room and you're being all nervous because hand me the scalpel. Oh,
have you ever had a patient come on to you?
I have had times where like they've like added me on Facebook or something and sent me
really
messages.
If they come,
but obviously don't like, you cannot even,
but what if they come,
sure you can't. sure you can't.
It's just a weird thing as well, because like when you're the position you're like being as a doctor, you don't think like that, you really don't. People ask you like this is why you're not a doctor.
This is why
I am. This is the reason that
Jamie's malpractice insurance would be through the roof.
But this is the thing I find so funny is the fact that if I ended up in hospital and I'm a big fan of Love Island and I go, oh God, I suddenly come to, and Dr. Alex is standing
above
me.
You feel much better, hopefully.
Of course you would. Of course you would. But it must be, you must get that the whole time where someone goes, oh my God, like, hi. And they probably then... You not only do you excite them.
Yeah, a lot of people getting injured in Lewisham, I would say.
Well, people have been asking at the front desk, like, is Alex back yet?
Really?
I'll come back another day.
Really?
It's a bit worrying, isn't
So do you think a lot of people are coming into Lewisham for things they don't need to?
No, I jest, but I think, you know, I don't know whether if I was in there, maybe some people say hello. But, you know, people are very friendly, so why not?
Hello everyone, welcome back to part 2 of Private Parts. Sorry for that very big beginning. Before we kick things off, we've got to have a big announcement because our lovely editor and person who works, and we are a big family here, Polly. But Polly is in a play, which is very exciting. Your play, well Polly, why don't you jump onto Francis's microphone and just quickly give your play a little plug. Go for it.
I am performing in The Pyjama Game on November the 6th to the 10th at the Bridewell Theatre in London.
Great, and how much are tickets?
They're like £15. Oh,
that's pricey, don't go. That's
it's
horrendous.
It'll be worth it.
It'll be definitely worth it. Go and check it out. And if you listen to the episode where we prank called Andy Jordan, Polly was the PA to Andy Murray. So Polly, she
wears many hats.
She does. So go
wait,
and
you're
check
the
it
PA
out.
To Andy Murray. That's most exciting thing. I love.
Well,
Andy Murray.
Well, no. What we actually we had Luke Kempner Andy on, who Luke Kempner is an amazing impressionist and such a great guy, and he can do a very good Andy Murray impression.
So can you do it?
That's insane.
Andy Murray.
Andy Murray.
Andy Murray.
Hello, it's Andy Murray calling.
pretty good.
Sounded a bit Welsh.
That's pretty good.
It's Andy Murray. It's Andy Murray
calling back.
Andy Murray calling. Yeah. Hey, Liam Gerrard, Andy Murray calling. But we decided to prank call Spencer Matthews, say that and pretend to be Andy Murray, and Andy Murray wanted him to play in a charity tennis match with him, and we wanted him to announce on Instagram right now.
No, did he do it?
He didn't do it.
Was he close to it?
No, unfortunately, we hadn't thought of Polly calling and passing him through to Andy first. So it's Andy. A direct call from Andy raised some suspicions.
You thought this thing quite right.
Yeah, he's like, Andy wouldn't call me.
But I think also,
which is spot on, you know, Andy.
But also, Alex, you know, what baffles me and everyone in this room is that you are a good-looking guy. You're incredibly...
What?
No, no.
I'll come here again.
No, why is that baffling?
It's not baffling that you're good-looking. No, it's not
baffling. How did this happen?
No. But you are. You're charismatic. You're good-looking. You're charming. You're sweet. You're friendly. All these kind of things. But you're single.
The girls should have been...
Yeah,
you
know, I don't know what's...
Should
I don't
have been
know.
Beating them off with a stick.
Well, wouldn't that hurt? To beat them off with a stick?
No, them.
Oh, beat them off.
No, it's
you. I tell you what, though, it was like when I walked in and that did happen, it was like you do literally question everything.
Were you like, what am I?
Not in a way I was like, oh my God, I'm expecting all the ladies like me, but it's still, you
it hurt, knocks the confidence.
Yeah, it's a slight touch on the girl confidence.
Did you think about, like, oh shit, maybe I should just, maybe if I left now, they wouldn't be able to use
I wanted everything to swallow up. I was like, I was like, how do I get out of here? Honestly, I was looking around the villa. I was like, I don't really know where I am. I haven't got my passport. I don't have any money.
I have no phone.
I've got no friends.
You just ran.
I was like, I did think, like, how can I, like, and there's like big security guards around. They'll catch me on the way out, I'm
just
sure.
Jump in the pool.
Like, oh,
did you feel trapped?
No, I mean, the door's always open. You can leave. Which is why it's quite clever, isn't it? If the door's open, you're like, I could leave, but am I going to leave?
But I think in the back of your head, you're probably like, I can't really leave because people don't think, I don't want to couple up with me. I really can't leave because
of
that.
What happened? You know the guy?
No, I mean, you know, to be honest, it was like a day. And then I was like, actually, do you know what? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you've got to like be proud of who you are and believe in yourself.
There we go, man. That's the message right there.
And also, it should be comfortable with who you are. Like, I am who I am. And if people, you can't, you know, and if just because... And also, I think it's easy to go like, well, I got rejected, this, you know, how dare they, whatever. That would be an easy thing for people to do. But actually, it's quite within their right. If I'm not their type, I'm not their type.
Hey, preaching to the choir with Francis, you know all about that rejection, don't you, buddy?
Oh, more than most. But actually, and also, I guess, you know, you would have thought to yourself, well, okay, I can have a few weeks in the sun in New York, or I can go back to Lewisham to the...
Actually, do you know what? I just wanted to be back in Lewisham at that point. Really? I was like, take me back to my comfort zone.
Not that there's anything wrong with Lewisham. But I was going to ask another question. So that guy, there's one guy who just mysteriously disappeared.
Niall, yeah. Niall
yeah, what was... I guess it's not...
He had personal issues.
Yeah, but it's common knowledge. It's common knowledge. He did get... He unfortunately had quite bad anxiety, but he was dyspraxic, wasn't that right?
Yeah, I mean...
I thought he was good value, that guy.
He's a great guy. I think he kind of struggled with the scenario that he was in. And I mean, anyone who thinks it is a sunny holiday, where I can tell you, I've been in some fairly stressful situations. I'm not comparing it to life or death, but I can say it is pretty stressful.
Really?
You know, you don't know the time of day. You don't know... You don't know the time, because the idea is that you're completely removed from everything, so your focus is on your relationships and your interactions with everyone else.
What time does your mobile phone show?
Everyone has a different time in the show phone.
Really?
I used to work out the time quite well.
That's a really big head fuck.
There's wires over the villa, and I just would work out, like, okay, well, I know that's 12 o'clock, that's midday, and I'd work out which wire is which, and apparently I was pretty spot on. I was within like 10, 15 minutes.
What? Again, that's pretty nerdy.
So they want
to... nerdy. I was bored.
What is the time?
No, people ask me, what's the time? I was like, well, it's about 6 o'clock. Which means that we know lunch is usually about, dinner's about 7, so it can't be like far away.
Wow.
But it is, it's an amazing kind of, the whole Love Island thing is just, you know, and I'm sorry to touch on again, but it is, it's incredible to kind of like think how big it can, because you left that place and holy smokes. And also, as we said before, in life you want to experience everything. I really honestly believe this, and some people probably would go against what I'm saying, but two, at some point in your life...
Everything.
What? No, not everything, no. Not everything, but you should experience most things. And some people wouldn't...
You should get that tattooed. In life, you should experience most things.
Speaking of that, just to go on a tangent again. Do you remember Bebo?
Yeah, of course.
You remember Bieber?
MySpace Bieber.
So on my Bieber,
I still got MySpace.
You put your quotes on your Bieber page.
Doesn't exist anymore.
You put quotes on Bieber page at the beginning. My quote was a James Dean one: "Live fast, die young," which I think is the worst piece of information to give anyone.
Don't live slow
and die old. Die I mean, old. That would be the best way.
Or
to
just
it.
Medium.
Or just
don't
medium.
Die, or just die at a a reasonable time.
But it's just so this thing in life, you want to experience most things within reason, and I think to experience fame, if you are able to do it, is a really amazing thing to experience. And you experienced it to the max. You came out of the villa and holy smokes, you were famous. And was that kind of, was it exciting? Was it
even more famous than Jamie, which is,
I think, to be honest, actually,
which isn't hard, which is not hard at all.
So that's why he's so impressed.
No, I'm not impressed because of that. But was that fun, or did you like it? Did you hide away from it? What was it like for you?
Do you know the funny thing? When you're in there, you know, I was aware that, you know, A, that I was there a long time, and B, that you don't know the size of it, actually, because the only thing you know is as people come in and say, yeah, everyone's loving it this year, etc. But the first time I kind of got any kind of hint that it was kind of going to be like huge is when I came out and I met you, and I think the kind of the crowd there and their reaction of like,
because I knew who you were. That's I get it. That's,
no, no, no. But like the crowd, like, but the fact that you were just like, this is huge.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh my god, landed back in the UK, it was scary, to be honest. I think, you know, this fame has got like the sides where it gives you the platform to do things that hopefully good things that I want to do.
And that is the way to do it, 100%. Yeah.
But there's a scary side of it as well, because there's things like, to be honest, I've gone into bars, and like, I'm not saying this in any kind of way of ego or arrogance, but I've walked in and been very well aware that all of the 150, 200 people all are looking at me as you walk in the bar. I went to number 32 in Clapham, I think the first, so a couple of days after coming back, walked in, and I went to order a pint, and the barman said, "Everyone in this room is staring at you right now." And that is, that gives you...
It's like a nightmare. Goes.
Yeah, it's giving you a bit of anxiety. It makes you, I'm not used to that. And all of a sudden, your like, heart rate's going, and you're just like, oh my God, everyone is actually looking. Well, and it can be really lovely to you. It's not that anyone's horrible to me, but it's just like that
thing
feeling.
The thing is, they're sort of different, different temperaments, and people who say, Jamie, for example, gets a rush out of that. He like gets an endorphin rush. He
how
gets
does
a
it,
buzz.
But how does it feel?
Whereas you or I, we're probably a bit more reserved, and it probably it's a sort of uncomfortable thing. Whereas Jamie lives for it. He actually lives for it.
I don't. Do you know what? And I'll be like,
whenever someone comes up and asks for a picture, he gets like this buzz. He almost orgasms.
But no, I don't get this buzz.
For you guys, is it fair to say that you guys like you grew in fame, but it wasn't just like, it took time and you saw it happen.
Yeah. So ours was definitely gradual.
You saw it happen around you. As I went in with 500 followers on Instagram, came out with like
over 500,000.
Yeah. I think it was over a million when I came out. And it's just like, you just projected. And I went from being like that to, it's just so
which
weird.
I think is a scary thing. But I dealt with the fame quite badly at the beginning, because I got bad anxiety and I had a panic attack.
That was because you didn't have enough followers. You never had enough.
I thought you said at the start of the show it's easy to get into. I feel like it's very much going this way.
Yeah, but I had a long night last night, so I'm off the cuff.
What about yesterday? Was that?
Yeah, yesterday I was on fire. But I had this panic attack because it was due to this kind of world that you're kind of thrown into, which is pretty freaking scary. And it's true. You go to places and people recognize you and you almost become on the offense. You're a bit like, you're just very aware. And it's a kind of weird sensation to feel. You know what I mean? But I want to go back to that whole point we're saying that you are single at the moment. And as I said, you're charismatic. You're one of all these kind of things. Why are you single? What is it?
I keep asking myself, I don't know.
No, but obviously, you know, 200 people in a bar looking at you, you know, why would you, I guess you're taking full advantage of that, right?
Well, actually, I'm just like, I'm too scared to date at the moment.
So you're just playing the field?
I'm just not dating at all.
Oh, really?
It's weird. I think I'm just trying to focus on everything else at the moment. I just kind of, I don't know.
So you're not taking, you're not taking advantage of all the 200 people.
No.
taking advantage of the situation?
I'm generally not. I think...
When was the last time you got your sexual health checked?
Actually, I had mine just before I went into the villa. Which is brilliant that everyone in Love Island.
Yeah, which was pointless because nothing happened in the villa, so that was annoying.
Nothing happened for me anyway, so it's fine.
But I want to kind of do a little plea out there to all of, you know, our listeners. Are we getting
not a plea?
We're not a plea at all. It's just not a GoFundMe.
Please,
for God's sake, someone give the brother a chance.
I would love to give a little shout out to Alex and to get our listeners. And we have
he's right there. Don't shout.
Sorry, we have a fair few listeners out there. I mean, a hell of a lot. And thank you so much for always continuing to listen in. Now, if you think you are the right person to, and I just want to just gaze.
There will be someone in our listenership. I think it's probably more likely
someone that I can have that connection with.
I think we will find you. You know, the person you're going to marry.
And then I need a nice girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's tear it up. Okay. Go. So, you want
what's your type on paper?
Here we go.
I think someone's very kind, very nice, as very driven. I like people that are
She doesn't know how to drive, so she's
If they drive, that is amazing because I love cars. You know that. So if they drive,
but if they don't drive, that's even better because you can drive.
So either way, it's a win-win. But I think having charisma, being funny, and all that. But I think being like. It's weird how to define that, but a good person, I think, is important.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah,
you know, and not being like too like self-centered. And
Is that why I didn't work with the last girl? Because she wasn't.
I think we were different people.
I think you were very much different. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to give a little shout out. So if you think you are the right person to date Alex, please email us with a little picture
of your driving license.
Of your driver's license. So we can check your age. A little picture of yourself. And the reason why you would be the best person to date Alex, and we're going to, and please email us.
Talk about why. We need specific examples of why you're a good person. What were the other ones?
So I think being driven, down to earth, driven, good person.
Yeah, good person, driven. If you can drive, bonus. If you can't, bonus. And then
Polly is sitting there just going, check.
Do you know how to drive? Well, that's great. So,
what do you drive? Fiesta, fair, classic, nice.
A Fiesta,
yeah,
Ford Fiesta.
I still don't drive. We've got to get this email address. So the email address is very simple. I'm going to get it right now. It is contact@privatepartspodcast.com. So that's contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
Drop us a line.
Drop us a little email, whatever it is.
Do you reckon this will work?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will work.
Do you reckon I get one day
out of this? We've had a hand in people getting married and having babies through this podcast.
We didn't actually have a hand in the situation.
You're completely removed from it.
We're completely removed from it.
Figuratively speaking. Yeah. And people have listened to the podcast while they're giving birth.
But
is that true?
Yeah, is that actually true?
That is amazing.
We had a message the other day that someone was giving birth, and to calm herself down, she was listening to our podcast, and it helped.
Did you know that before you were recording the next thing, or was this a during?
No, this is it. We were told it, which is really exciting and really
congratulations
lovely.
To whoever that is as well.
Yeah,
congratulations. And on that note, Francis, we need to have your diary.
And one person actually called their baby podcast after.
No, they didn't.
Now that's definitely not true.
No, they didn't.
We're talking Poddy.
Before we get into that, you're talking which you someone tattooed something on their body, didn't they?
Someone I understand someone tattooed "Oh hell" on their leg or upper thigh.
Hell.
Okay, proud
like, that
oh,
is,
hell.
That is when I saw that I was like hell. I was that was
you're like, oh no, hell. Don't do that. Yeah. Oh hell. Yeah. Oh hell boy.
Proud that's like your baby, you sunshine. Oh, hell, swap up. It's an impression of Oliver Proudlock right there, who will be on the podcast very soon. Right, Francis Ball, let's please have your diary. Alex, we read a diary out. I don't know if you're aware of the podcast format, but we have this very loose format where it involves... Our USP is a diary.
It's based. A diary
yeah, but I have...
No, I'm the USP. Jamie's just...
What?
Just there.
I'm just here.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Okay. It's only one day, so I'm not going to borrow you. Borrow you?
I'm not going to borrow you.
Not going to borrow you.
You can borrow me. It's fine. Just don't.
I'm going to borrow you for a second whilst I read my diary. Monday. Dear diary, last night... This is a bit of a review, actually, as well. Last night, I took Katie to a private screening of Carl Pilkington's new scripted comedy called Sick of It, at BAFTA for Sky and Now TV. I was surprised not to see Jamie there, but I guess he wasn't invited. For obvious reasons.
It's fucking bullshit, actually. I wasn't invited. I don't actually get it. And also, do you want to hear even something even more...
Come on,
slightly,
calm down, Jamie.
Do you want to hear something even more, like, slightly upsetting? Something's wrong with me at the moment. So Francis said to me, I'm going to this event this weekend at Soho Farmhouse, invited by BMW. And I went...
What?
I
want to go to that event.
Yeah, well, hey...
I'll hook you up. Yeah.
So Francis got invited. He's taking his girlfriend... The reason why I'm going is because my girlfriend was invited.
She got
a plus one.
That's right. I'm not invited either, mate.
I'm not invited.
We'll stay in London.
What am I doing wrong? I don't get it.
Well, where to start? I mean, let's start another podcast, I think. We need a whole episode to get through that.
A series.
But I feel like I'm doing my bit every episode. okay.
funny.
I was surprised not to see Jamie there, but I guess he wasn't invited for obvious reasons.
What reasons? Go on, give me one reason. Give me one reason.
I guess surprised is maybe a slight overstatement.
Give me a reason. Give me one reason. One reason. Go.
Wow.
One reason.
Anyway, it was...
No, Francis,
was
give me one reason.
Anyway, it was great to meet Carl in person, and his head really is as round as it looks on TV. The show was a surprising melancholic... What? What are you...
I didn't say anything.
The show has a surprising melancholic tone, which shows Carl's depth as an actor, which was poignant because he's totally untrained, as he reiterated during the Q&A. But I think he must realise he's quite good, because otherwise he wouldn't have chosen to play the role he had allegedly written for someone else.
Do you think Carl Pilkington?
Are you drunk?
No, I've had one beer, but not drunk at all, no. But do you think that he... went through the guest list, just to go back to me again, and checked who was on it and saw my name and swiped it off.
I love how much of a complex you have about this.
Are you actually upset about it? You're a little bit.
No,
a tiny bit.
I don't care one bit, dude.
It's obviously been weighing on your mind that you're your girlfriend's plus one. You're like, but I've got 800,000 followers.
I'm glad you're counting. So there you go.
Is that how many?
How many you got?
Oh, like literally two or something. I don't know.
2 million.
No, he's got a couple of hundred, a couple of hundred thousand.
I don't know, mate. Fucking not as many as Dr. Alex, that's for sure.
All right, have you seen Danny Dyer? She's like 3 million. What would you do with 3 million followers?
I don't know.
Make a lot of money. Yeah, is what you do.
Yeah, probably true.
And probably what she's doing.
Does she have 3 million?
3.2 or something. It's insane, isn't it? It's a lot.
She's really nice. I've said this repeatedly on different occasions. That I think with Danny and Jack, we really like actually witnessed the meeting of two soulmates.
Yeah,
they're like made for each other.
When they walked in, I looked at them both and I was like, literally, you're the boy and girl version of each other. And remember at the start, there was a bit of a spat because it came out that he cheated on his previous girlfriend or whatever. And I said to Jack, I was like, you guys, A, you're going to win the show, because I was called that like day three, you're going to win the show, and you are literally the boy and girl version of each other.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Everyone, to be honest, on the outside, we're like, well, obviously Jack and Danny are going to win. Like, that's just... I think
what's quite lovely is that when I met you, Alex, on when you had just got out of the villa, when we were in wherever we were doing the after sun. Were we in Mallorca? It's in Mallorca?
But actually, speaking of things that...
I don't know where we were. You tell me.
Yeah, I think we were in Mallorca. But hold on, sorry, Francis, one second. And it's not, haven't been trained to say something like that. You literally came out and said the same thing to me. You said, no, they are really in love, those two. And that was no cameras around, no nothing at all. Yeah. We were just speaking as friends.
Because
right?
You were like, to me, you're like, no, he's definitely going to go and cheat on her.
No, I did.
Yeah, you did. You said the moment he goes to a PA, he's going to get, his head's going to get turned.
Do you think,
a couple of beer ears and that's
it. It'd be great to ask Danny Dyer on the podcast.
Well, no, I would really love to meet Jack. I think he's really like,
Jack's
really good
fun. Me and Jack got on so well. I think we're so different. It's funny. I don't think you necessarily put us together.
Okay, well, I'll get you to the BMW thing. You get Jack.
I'll get Jack on the show. There, Jack. I mean, I'm bringing you on. He actually Instagrammed this morning, so I'll.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
I'll tell him you're coming on.
And let me finish my diary.
Still got your diary. Yeah, come on. So sorry. You've got me bored by now.
It was quite a technical wonder to produce because Carl.
Why do you put on this weird voice to talk normally?
Carl plays two characters in the show, himself and his inner voice. So he had to shoot all of the scenes twice. It was actually amazing. Like. He's like in every, obviously every line is with himself. So he plays basically the whole.
That's hard acting. That.
Yeah, hard. And also, I'll go on. It was shot on location in or around Notting Hill and around the Westway, which is quite noisy. So I imagine it was an absolute nightmare to film. Well, I say I imagine. Carl actually told me this and that he had to retake scenes over and over due to noise and light changes. But the. Everyone in production, you know.
Everyone's nodding in the room.
Yeah, I was like, God, that would be an absolute nightmare.
I feel that, yeah.
Well, because obviously if he shot one scene in one outfit and then the light was one way and then he did the other scene, it was a good scene, but they were like, oh, but the light's changed.
Or it's raining or something.
Yeah, it's raining, so you need to do that again. So he had to apparently on the fourth day of filming it, he just said, look, let's not do this. He was going to call it off because he was just says too difficult. But a little background trivia for you there. Well, I say imagine, but Carl, blah, blah, blah. And all in all, it was a great first two episodes and I look forward to watching the rest. Somewhat sad in tone, but beautiful grading and some nice heartfelt laughs peppered throughout.
The fuck is this? What are you saying? He just does it to like show off his language. That's what you're trying to do.
He's got some good vocab. Look,
yeah. I rate the first two episodes.
I'm just waiting for an opportunity to correct him.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to... Sure, he loves,
won't make a mistake either. There won't be an error.
He loves that adjective of peppered. He loves saying that.
I rate... Do I? When have I ever said that?
You've said it before.
I rate the first two. I rate.
You
the
remember?
First
you just remember the time you said it.
Yeah, because
called them out.
True.
I rate the first two episodes 4 out of 5 stars. Would recommend.
You want the first two episodes?
Rate.
Oh, okay, fine. Go. Continue.
What did you think I said?
No, I thought you said. I couldn't quite hear you.
Classic Carl. That was my day. Yesterday.
What did you think, Alex?
You go into a lot of detail.
I'm very much, into my hyper realism, like Tolstoy. You know, like I like to really put you there
and just like make me feel.
Yeah,
in the moment,
right. Really like describe.
And like the way you brought the trivia.
Did
in
you?
Well.
Did you definitely feel you were at the event?
I was at the event last night.
Because I definitely wasn't at the event. Yeah.
100% invited.
Wasn't at the event. But also we gotta have to have.
We gotta have to have.
That case is brilliant, by the way. I love that.
Yeah. This is Pete Strasser, our producer's case that says Game Boy on it. Nintendo Game Boy.
And it actually has the buttons. Sorry. Yeah.
Did you used to play Game Boy when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously. Pokemon. I love Pokemon. Yeah. Pokemon Yellow was the first one I had.
I just played Tetris, I think.
Wicked chat, boys. Anyway, we have to have the answer to the question of the week.
All right. Well, there were two questions, if you will remember. The first was, at what stage of the... gestation period.
So Alex, you said 18 weeks, and I said,
do they have the ability to make facial expressions?
No, I said 18 weeks, you said 20 weeks.
Just over 20, I can't remember what I said.
You said 20 weeks. So, and Francis, the answer is?
The answer is 12 weeks.
As early as that? Really? Wow.
So, 3 months. 3 months in, they can make facial expressions.
So, who won that one? Looks like I did.
Well, neither of you.
Beat the doctor, actually.
I beat the doctor.
Neither of you. Well, that
let's go back to my textbook.
And also the fingerprints.
Fingerprints. Babies have fully developed fingerprints.
And Alex, again, you said... I said 32 weeks and you said 28 weeks.
Something around the 20-week mark.
20-week mark, yeah.
It's actually 6 months. So any time before 6 months, they can rob a house. No one would...
They'd be absolutely fine.
The police would be running down a rabbit hole because they would never be able to catch a baby.
Wait, so 32 weeks is how many months?
6 times 4.
24 weeks.
Well, yeah, 24 weeks, yeah.
So that, so I was literally just quite close as well, exactly the same time.
Well, no, you were about 7 months on. seven weeks on.
Right, everyone. Alex, dude, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You are as lovely as you are on the show. You deserve every single success.
You
really do. You're really thank you. Such
you're a legend. Fun. Actually, I think you're one of our best ever guests.
Obviously. Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
No, you and honestly, thank I say you. This with my hand on my heart. You really do deserve success because you are just a wonderful person. What we like to do with our guests is we ask them to leave our audience with something inspirational.
Get tested, kids.
That's it. And thank you very much to Now TV, the streaming service. We love you guys for sponsoring the episode. You guys freaking rock. Alex, yes, man, I love you.
Thank
Alex.
You for having me so much on the show. I've enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure.
That's the first hand you've ever shaken on the show.
I felt...
He knows I've been tested recently.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to take any chances, but with Alex, I know I can feel confident.
Guys, so I will thank see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Drop off because we're going to give you a little sneak preview, a little clip, a little soundbite of what's happening next episode. This episode is freaking exciting. Jack Whitehall. When Jack found his sister smoking, he cried. He was so upset. He cried and he was at his party.
Yeah. This is why you can't do a podcast with people that know intimate details about your family.
It's so good. So what happened? What happened?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.